The war's toll for the 7 days through the 3rd of October 2006. I'll be reading the names of U.S. and coalition soldiers who have been reported killed in Iraq and Afghanistan, as well as the names of some Iraqi civilians. These civilians were reported killed on March 24, 2003, just 5 days into the invasion. But first, the numbers. As of this morning, October 4th, 2006, 2,968 coalition soldiers have been killed to date in Iraq. Of that number, 2,732 are U.S. soldiers. The Department of Defense reports that 20,468 U.S. soldiers have been wounded. We have no numbers for soldiers of other nationalities. In the past week, then, 28 U.S. and coalition soldiers were reported killed in Iraq. In Afghanistan, 490 coalition soldiers have been killed to date since the invasion, October 2001. Of that number, 341 are U.S. soldiers. The Department of Defense reports that 901 U.S. soldiers have been wounded, although that number has not been revised for several weeks. In the past week, then, 6 coalition soldiers were reported killed in Afghanistan. Also, at least 61 Afghanis were reported killed in the past week, bringing the total in September of 2006 to at least 801. And in October 2006 to date, at least 14 Afghanis killed. These numbers are derived from iCasualties.org. Back to Iraq. According to IraqBodyCount.org, the official total of Iraqi civilian deaths stands at 48,343. Estimates put the numbers at well over 100,000 since a medical journal released a report over 2 years ago that put the number at an estimated 100,000 Iraqi civilian deaths. The number of Iraqi civilians wounded since the invasion is in the hundreds of thousands, although this number is not derived from anything but speculation derived from the total number of Iraqi civilian deaths. In the past week, then, at least 347 Iraqis were reported killed, bringing the total in September of 2006 to at least 1,579, and in October so far, at least 173. The financial cost of the war, according to costofwar.com, and this is just for the Iraq war, the number is at $331.5 billion and building. If you are a taxpayer in Florida, your total tax dollars going to the Iraq war is at $18.2 billion. I will now read the names first of Iraqi civilians. Again, these civilians were reported killed on the 24th of March, 2003. Samira Abed Al-Hassan, 45-year-old woman. Slam Khade Kathban, 14-year-old boy. Salman Abed Jouad, unknown aged male. Zouad Abed Al-Sada Seynah, 35-year-old woman. Suhaila Mahmoud, 40-year-old woman. Takali Farhud Gariba, unknown aged male. Khafer Star Trek Al Zergawe, 13-year-old boy. Dad Gassem Ahmed Al Hili, 60-year-old woman. Ofea Trek Kata Al-Zagawi, 30-year-old woman. Zaineb Khade, 15-year-old girl. I will now read the names of U.S. and coalition soldiers reported killed in the past 7 days in Afghanistan. On the 26th of September, Giorgio Langella, 31 years old, Italian Army, Imperia Liguria, Italy. On the 29th of September, Josh Klecky, 23 years old, Canadian Army, Thunder Bay, Ontario, Canada. On the 30th of September, Vincenzo Cardella, 24 years old, Italian Army, no hometown given, Italy. I will now read the names of U.S. and coalition soldiers reported killed in Iraq. On the 23rd of September, Wendell J. Simmons, 20 years old, U.S. Army, Hopkinsville, Kentucky. Also on the 23rd of September, Carlos Dominguez, 57 years old, U.S. Army, Savannah, Georgia. Also on the 23rd of September, Velton Locklear III, 29 years old, U.S. Army, Lacey, Washington. Also on the 23rd of September, Kenneth E. Kincaid IV, 25 years old, U.S. Army, Lilburn, Georgia. On the 25th of September, Casey L. Mellon, 21 years old, U.S. Army, Wachuca City, Arizona. On the 26th of September, Henry Paul, 24 years old, U.S. Army, Colonia Pompeii, Federated States of Micronesia. Also on the 26th of September, Edward C. Reynolds, Jr., 27 years old, U.S. Army, Groves, Texas. Also on the 26th of September, Christopher T. Rivieri, 21 years old, U.S. Marine, Cooper City, Florida. Also on the 26th of September, Jose A. Lanzarin, 28 years old, U.S. Army, Lubbock, Texas. On the 27th of September, James N. Lyons, 28 years old, U.S. Army, Rochester, New York. On the 28th of September, James Chamrone, 20 years old, U.S. Marine, Union City, Georgia. On the 29th of September, Christopher T. Blaney, 19 years old, U.S. Army, Winter Park, Florida. Also on the 29th of September, Michael A. Mansour, 25 years old, U.S. Navy, Garden Grove, California. On the 30th of September, Robert Weber, 22 years old, U.S. Army, Western Hills, Ohio. Also on the 30th of September, Scott E. Nicely, 48 years old, U.S. Army National Guard, Marshalltown, Iowa. Also on the 30th of September, Kampfa B. Suravang, 20 years old, U.S. Air National Guard, Iowa Falls, Iowa. On the 1st of October, Aaron L. Seal, 23 years old, U.S. Marine Reserve, Elkhart, Indiana. Also on the 1st of October, Christopher B. Cosgrove III, 23 years old, U.S. Marine Reserve, Cedar Knolls, New Jersey. Also on the 1st of October, Chase A. Hogg, 22 years old, U.S. Army, Portland, Oregon. And also on the 1st of October, Mario Nelson, 26 years old, U.S. Army, New York, New York. On the 2nd of October, Dennis Brady, 37 years old, British Royal Army, Barrow-in-Furness, England. Also on the 2nd of October, Joe A. Narvaez, 25 years old, U.S. Army, San Antonio, Texas. Also on the 2nd of October, Satyon V. Greenlee, 24 years old, U.S. Army, Pendleton, South Carolina. Also on the 2nd of October, Michael K. Oremus, 21 years old, U.S. Army, Highland, New York. This has been the War's Toll for the 7 days through the 3rd of October, 2006. I'm Scott Berguin from the Stand Independent News Service. As always, our heart goes out to all the fallen, their loved ones, neighbors, relatives, friends in all countries.